will turn around in our lives, beginning tonight and through all through this meeting, as we sit at your feet to learn from you and be mentored by your Spirit, transformed. Let light come. Let there be miracles, testimonies, and transformations in the name of Jesus. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name. Amen. John 16, let me take from verse 12. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you. Many things to say to you. But you cannot bear them now. Hallelujah. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. How? For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The reading of God's word is blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Jesus was with his disciples for 3.5 years, teaching them day in, day out. You know, when Jesus was on earth, there were no service days. Every day he met with his disciple was a service day. He just kept teaching continuously. Somebody say amen. And just towards the end of his earthly ministry, you understand that what we read in John chapter 16 was just few days to his crucifixion. He was about being crucified when he said this. So this is farewell speech. Then he said, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, you and I are not among those that couldn't bear it because we were not on earth. Amen. He's talking about the disciples. Many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them. Then in verse 13, he says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. So all the things that Jesus had to say that the disciples could not bear, the Holy Spirit is revealing to us now. Say an amen. So what they couldn't understand, you and I can understand. What their heart could not accommodate, you and I can accommodate. Somebody say an amen. That is why you will be blessed reading the four gospels, but you will be blessed much more when you read the epistles, because over in the epistles we see some things that they couldn't bear that the Holy Spirit revealed. Thank you for another amen. So he said, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. Has he come? Has he come? Come on now. Has he come? All right, so can we rephrase it since we know he has come? Now that the Spirit of truth has come, he guides us. Now that he has come, he guides us into what? All truth. So here my introduction to us. Our dispensation, the church age, is dispensation of divine guidance. Hallelujah. The church age, which is our dispensation, is a dispensation of divine guidance. Glory, hallelujah. Dispensation of divine guidance. You know, it's called dispensation of grace, dispensation of the Holy Spirit, dispensation of divine guidance. Amen. Now, that suggests something to me, amen, that in this dispensation, divine guidance is in abundance. Are you getting what I'm saying? Divine guidance is in abundance. In other words, whatever guidance they enjoyed in the Old Testament is nothing compared to ours. I'm glad somebody is saying amen. Amen. Whatever guidance they enjoyed in the Old Testament is nothing compared to ours. In our time, divine guidance is in abundance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So whatever guidance you read about in the Old Testament, my God, Abraham enjoyed guidance. Moses did. Elijah did. Elisha did. All of them in the Old Testament enjoyed guidance. But that is nothing compared to what is available to us now. Why? Our dispensation is dispensation of divine guidance. So I read that scripture again. Now that the Spirit of truth has come, he guides us. Say an amen. Amen. Now that the Spirit of truth has come, he guides us. So every day is a day of divine guidance. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now listen. Listen to me. In God's agenda, amen, every day in the life of a believer, you should enjoy what? Divine guidance. Hallelujah. Hence, the theme for our meeting this year is what? Walking in divine guidance. Are you with me? Now, let me say something quickly. The same way the Bible tells us the just shall live by faith, we will not be saying too much if we say the just shall walk in divine guidance. Walking in divine guidance is the normal lifestyle of a believer. That is where we live. It's our natural habitat. It's not something that you talk about once a while. Oh, I remember 10 years ago when God spoke to me. I remember 5 years ago. No. The Bible said, he who has an ear, let him what? Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That means the Spirit is always speaking. But it's left for us to hear. And in this meeting, you will hear. Amen. Okay. I say, in this meeting, you will hear. Amen. Not only will you hear, you will understand. Amen. And you walk in the light of it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, please. And verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And verse 14, in the New King James again, I want you to pay close attention to a few words I will emphasize here. First, notice the Bible says, now, when? Now, thanks be to God who always leads us. How often does God lead us? Always. Always. Leads us. That means there's never a time that God decides, I'm not leading you today. God leads us always. We should expect direction always. We should expect to be led by the Spirit of God always. Somebody say an amen. We should expect. Always. Hallelujah. For you as a child of God, confusion days are over. Confusion days are over. Amen. You know, Isaiah prophesied about our time, and I think it will help us to just read that before I step aside. Isaiah 30 and verse 21, please. Isaiah prophesying about our time, dispensation of grace, dispensation of divine guidance. He said, your ears. Hallelujah. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. You see, he completes it either to the right or to the left. That means wherever you turn, you will hear God. Did you get that? Wherever you go, you will hear God. And in whatever you are doing, the voice of God will come to you clearly. Somebody say an amen. Amen. I strongly believe, God, that in this meeting, divine guidance will be demystified to us. Completely demystified. We will understand better. We will walk in it better. And we will do better in the name of Jesus. It belongs to us all. It belongs to us all. Many people have thought it's a prerogative of ministers or some few. I never forget an experience one time. I was invited to a big city in this nation, name with hell. Amen. And it was a minister's meeting. It was a minister's meeting. The person that invited me said, we want you to teach on the spirit-led minister. And I had like 4 sessions. Praise the Lord. So I started preparing. You know, sometimes as ministers, we can be very interesting. I started preparing that now we're going to teach ministers spirit-led life. So I want to go advance. I kept preparing. The Holy Ghost was just looking at me. Amen. So I arrived a day before the meeting, according to the instruction of my host. So as I was preparing the day before, the Holy Spirit said to me, when you go into that meeting, I want you to teach it as though you are teaching primary school pupils. Stay with the basics. I say, no now. I say, Holy Spirit, this is not primary school spirit-led life. It's ministers. We need to go deep. So he repeated, teach it as though you are teaching kindergarten, not primary school now. I said, no, you want to close my door. I want this door forever opened. Then I had something I never expect the Holy Spirit would say. He said, you are on your own. I said, no now, how can I be on my own? I'm with you, sir. He said, will you do what I said? I said, okay, can we have an agreement day one? I will keep it very simple, like primary school. Then all other sessions, I will go deep. You say, okay, let's start so. Apparently, after the first session, it was time for question and answer. 20 minutes. That was when I knew that the Holy Spirit truly knows better than me. So a pastor raised his hand. What is the question? He said, is it every pastor that can hear the voice of God? Sincerely speaking, I almost said, I also be lying. Then I remember I was a man of God. So I did not say. Praise the Lord. And so I quickly answered that it's not every pastor, it's every believer. The second question, somebody said, sir, I heard you talk about speaking in tongues. Must every Christian speak in tongues? So I said, it seems we do justice when we keep this thing simple. So the next session, I came and taught every Christian must speak in tongues. And then every believer will hear the voice of God. But in this meeting, we will understand better. If you're in agreement, say amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.